From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Moscow for talks on a range of issues, including Syria. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday said despite Russian ally Syria's use of chemical weapons last week, Tillerson still will be looking for ways to cooperate against Islamic State.
There's no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same understanding. So getting them back on the same page, first and foremost, would seem the logical step.
A G7 meeting in Italy, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he believes Russia needs a way out of the Syrian conflict.
If I think about the position of Vladimir Putin now, he's toxifying the reputation of Russia by his continual association with a guy who has flagrantly poisoned his own people.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Donald Trump said in light of last week's U.S. missile strike on a Syrian airbase, a window of opportunity exists to persuade Russia to break ties with Mr. Assad. But analyst Alexei Moraviev of Australia's Curtin University said Russia will not easily abandon the Assad regime.
There may be an opportunity to negotiate a transition to a candidate who will be more moderate than Assad, suitable for the Russians, because the Russians have too much at stake in Syria.
Russia has rejected accusations the Syrian regime used chemical weapons. The UN Monday said at least 16 people were killed in South Sudan after militia targeted civilians based on their ethnicity in the town of Wau. The incident said to have followed an ambush of government forces Sunday. This is VOA News. Egyptian security forces said they killed 7 suspected Islamic State sympathizers believed to be planning more attacks against Coptic Christians following Sunday's twin bombings of churches that killed 44 and wounded dozens. Islamic State claimed responsibility. Mona Makram Abaid, a political science professor at American University in Cairo, said Christians are particularly targeted by the IS group.
And I tell you this because I think that the terrorists have not been able to overthrow the government as they wanted or to get over in their counterinsurgency against the police and the army. So the really weak part of this whole thing is to cause sectarian strife.
Sunday's targets were St. Mark's Cathedral in Alexandria and St. George's in Tanta, north of Cairo. Niger security forces said they killed nearly 60 members of the Islamist insurgency Boko Haram, who attacked a village in southeast Diffa region. The defense ministry said 15 soldiers and 2 civilians were wounded. Most of Boko Haram's attacks have occurred in Nigeria, but in recent years have spread to Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. U.S. officials said the Trump administration is pushing forward with plans to sell aircraft to Nigeria to use in the fight against Boko Haram. They said the deal could be worth up to $600 million and involve Super Tucano A-29 propeller-powered planes with reconnaissance, surveillance, and attack capabilities. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday designated Pakistani education activist Malala Yousafzai as the youngest U.N. messenger of peace.
I am proud to designate you the youngest ever United Nations messenger of peace with a special focus on girls' education.
Yousafzai, also the youngest ever Nobel Peace Prize laureate, receiving that award back in 2014 when she was just 17. She became an advocate for girls' education at 11. At 15, she was savagely attacked by Taliban militants, suffering severe wounds. Police in San Bernardino, California, said a special education teacher and one of her students were killed by her estranged husband after he opened fire at her classroom. The gunman then killed himself. Lieutenant Mike Madden is a police spokesman.
This does appear to have been a murder-suicide with both a male adult and female adult victim succumbing to injuries, with the male succumbing to a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The shooting occurred at the North Park Elementary School, not far from the site of a mass shooting by a radicalized Muslim couple that left 14 dead in December 2015. Dylan Roof, the self-proclaimed white supremacist, pleaded guilty Monday to state murder charges for the 2015 shooting of 9 African Americans at a Charleston, South Carolina church. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.